now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host. Today, I would like to talk of, a potpourri of spiritual things. I am the common sense Christian, counselor? Common sense Christian counselor. Here I am on the air. I do not have a church to which you can attend, but I do have my radio program, and those of you who love the truth will be glad to hear this program. Now, the first thing I want to say is that a lot of people become discouraged and they begin to doubt themselves because there are so many lies all around us. Now, we humans have a capacity because we have a consciousness. We have a soul, and so we have the capacity of telling, being able to tell truth from lies. But the problem is, of things. Number one is that there is a way of accepting things without knowing whether they're true or not. Now, when we're little kids, we pretty much accept what people tell us, even though we might see with our own eyes that it's not true, or we doubt, we don't think it's true, but yet we sort of want to accept what they say, especially if it's our parents or authority. So we don't question everything that they say when we're little tiny kids, you know. But as we get older, then we begin to question. You know, when you're a preteen or a teen, you begin to question things. But you discover very quickly that the authorities don't like questions. They don't like questions. They become impatient, and they make you look like you're doing something wrong for questioning. So you've heard the old adage, question authority. That was a popular phrase back in the 60s. Remember when they had the hippies and the whole counterculture movement? They said, question authority. You saw a lot of bumper stickers that said, question authority. Well, that's very good, a very good bumper sticker. And back then, you often also heard the slogan, you know, never trust anybody over the age of 30. Well, you know, there's some truth in that. So, but the point that I'm getting at is that we can tell truth from falsity. We have the capacity to tell truth from falsity, but we don't always, for various reasons. Number one, because we accept something just because the authority says so. See, the authority says global warming, so you just accept it. Or some people do, not everyone, but some people just mindlessly accept it. The authorities say, you know, take your vaccine. Vaccines are safe. Oh, you know, psychoactive drugs are safe. Oh, well, you just accept it because they say so. See? Or they say Santa Claus, you know. Well, when you were a little kid, you accepted it just because they said so. Or they say evolution. They teach you evolution in school. So you think, well, okay, you accept it just because they say so. See what I mean? Then other people come along and say, well, marijuana is perfectly harmless. It's perfectly safe. Oh, well, you accept it because they say so and because you kind of would like to believe that that's true. See what I mean? But the point is we're easily manipulable. We're easily manipulated because we're misled by lies that we accept just because somebody said so. And one of our problems in life is our tendency to accept more what somebody else says than what we see with our own eyes. Now, over and above your own eyes, you have an awareness by which you can actually see truth from falsity. You have a soul and you have an awareness. So when you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things. But as we get older, we tend to shrug our shoulders and just go along with what other people say. Because we get perks, see, we get approval if we go along and don't rock the boat. And I'll talk more about that in just a moment after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Now, we're talking today about, I began saying that I'm the Common Sense Christian Coach. And so you could say that my purpose is to wake people up to the truth. Now, they say, where it is said that God is truth, and it's also said that God is love, and it's said that God is light. See, truth, love, light, those are all positive things. But then we also know there's something called a lie. There's something evil. There's something lie. There's deceit. Now, that the truth is good, see, and that a lie or deceit is bad is clear to us when we're on the receiving end of deceit. When somebody tricks you, when somebody abuses you, when they take advantage of you, when they promise you something and then they don't deliver. Or they assure you that something is okay and it turns out it's not okay. Or they tell you that they love you and then you find out they don't love you. See? Or sell you something that they know has defects and yet they sell it to you anyway. See? All those type of things. Those are all examples of deceit. And when you're on the receiving end of it, you don't like it. You can see that it's bad. You see what I mean? But, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, what I was going to say is that the most important thing I would say that you can learn as a human being is to learn to not doubt what you see for yourself in the clear light of truth. For example, I'll just give you a little simple example. We all know that 1 plus 1 equals 2. Now, when you were a little tiny child, you memorized 1 plus 1 equals 2. But at a certain point, when you got older, you could see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. You can see it for yourself. It's not just memorization, you see. You can get a parrot, and you can teach the parrot to say, 1 plus 1 equals 2. 1 plus 1 equals 2. But the parent doesn't see that 1 plus 1 is 2. The little child can see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. So when you see that 1 plus 1 equals 2, now if someone were to come along and try to say, no, 1 plus equals 3, see, you wouldn't believe it. Now, even if it was an authority, if, you know, came along and said 1 plus 1 equals 3, well, you wouldn't believe it because you can see with your own eyes that 1 plus 1 equals 2. You see what I mean? Well, that's what this capacity of that we have. We have this inner light, and our soul has the capacity to see, to know what is true and to see what's not true. Now, for example, let me see if I can elucidate this. You see, the way we know is because our soul can see in the light of truth. See, the truth, when I say truth, I'm not so much talking about a particular set of facts. I'm talking about the light of truth that shines. And then in the light of truth, you can see that something, you know, something sits right with you or something doesn't sit right with you. So how many times have you had a hunch? See, you just had a hunch that somebody was not being truthful, that they were lying to you. Or they said something and it just didn't sit right. Well, that's because you can see. See, your soul is able to see in the light of truth. And you could see that there was something wrong with that. See, a lot of times you can see something wrong with the weird things that other people are doing, or the weird things that they're saying, or some line that they're trying to give you. You can see that there's something not quite right about it, not quite kosher about it. You may not be able to put your finger on what it is, but you just have a sense. Well, that's what it's called intuition, seeing in the light. That is intuition, seeing in God's light. Okay? But what happens is that people come along and they try to pressure us to accept something, whether we see it or not. See, they pressure us, and if we don't accept what they say, then they punish us, they ostracize us, they reject us, give us a hard time, see what I mean? Take away, withdraw their approval. Now, who would do such a thing? Well, most authorities are that way. They just say, you know, accept it because I say so. Well, the problem is that you may see that what they're, you may not know that what they're, you may not know what they're, that what they're saying, whether it's true or not. And if you don't know, then you should just say, well, I don't know. See? Now, in some things, it may not matter very much. You know, if you have a flat tire and you take it to the repair shop and the guy says, well, you have a nail in your tire. Well, maybe he's telling the truth, maybe he's lying. But, you know, the point is you need to have your tire fixed. So you go ahead and accept what he says, even though you don't know for sure. Although you might say, well, could you show me? See? And you could see with your own eyes. And that's not so important. But then there are certain things that are important. You know, for example, the big questions of life, like, you know, about God and about Jesus, and things like that. You know, what truth is very important. You know, there are major issues. And then you have issues like premarital sex or abortion, for example. Issues like that. It makes a difference, you know, what is true and what is not true about such things. It makes a difference. And then, of course, major big issues like certain drugs. You know, some people say, well, this drug is safe, and others say, no, it's not safe. Or some people say GMO food is harmful, and some say it's safe. Some say vaccines are not safe, and some say they're safe. It makes a difference. It makes a big difference, especially if you should go ahead with what they say and then it turns out that they're wrong about something being safe or whatever. Then, see, there could be a lot of harm done. So some of these things make a difference. Now, that is where your intuition can come in very handy, because it leads you to question and to wonder. See, to question and to wonder and to ask, see? And then your intuition kind of leads you to who to trust and who not to trust, to what sits right with you and what doesn't. And sometimes you don't know, and if you don't know, then you just don't do anything until you do know. It's that simple. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph
of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, some of you would say, well, Roland, you're belaboring the point. No, I'm not, because it's very important. It's very important. Now, look, as I began by saying that a lot of people begin to doubt themselves, they begin to not trust what they see for themselves because everybody's lying to them about stuff. See, and they look out in the world and there's a lot of lies, and then there's unfairness. See, unfairness is another derivative or another, what shall we call it, variation or extension of a lack of love and a lack of truth, injustice. See? So you see some important person doing something bad and getting away with it. And then you see some regular person do some little thing like, I don't know, throw a piece of chewing gum on the ground, and then they come in and you know, throw the book at him. See what I mean? You see some kids getting away with stuff, and other kids, they throw the book at him if they do some little thing. You know, you see some little kid, and all he does is ask a question, and he gets slapped around just for asking a question. See, it's unfair. You see one group is favored, and another one is not favored. See, and you see one group is taken advantage of, and see what I mean? You see one group exploiting another group, and one class exploiting another class, and lies, lies, lies. See? So you see the injustice, the unfairness, the lies, the deceit. And it's, you see so much of it that you begin to doubt yourself. See? And you begin to think, well, maybe I'm wrong. Well, but then the other thing is, see, but it's very important, like I said, it's very important to see clearly what is true from what is a lie. Because if somebody lies to you, they can mislead you. And being misled, you can fall into error or get hurt. See? Very bad things can happen when you make the wrong move because you've been misled. So there's very important, it's very important to be able to see for yourself and not doubt yourself. Now, how do we doubt? Now, how do we doubt ourselves? You see? How do we doubt ourselves? Well, here's how it happens. Number one, it happens, begins when we're little kids, and we see something, and then it's contradicted, or we might even be punished for seeing the truth and saying something. When you were a little kid, maybe you had an aunt or an uncle, or a cousin that was mean, and as soon as your mom or dad had their back turned, they did something mean or cruel, or a babysitter, see, or a daycare provider. They were mean, they were cruel. See, they did something that was wrong when your parents weren't looking. So then you tried to tell your parents. Maybe they didn't believe you. They said, oh, don't say that about Jane or Mary or John or Bill or Uncle Charlie. Don't say that about Aunt, you know, Betty. Why, she's a wonderful person. How dare you say something bad about her? See? See, or... you know, or you're in class and something doesn't sit right with you, the teacher says, and then you raise the issue and ask questions, and pretty soon they become impatient. They don't like asking too many questions. See what I mean? So we begin to shut down. Then the other thing that happens is that we become upset. That's the big thing that I'm going to talk about for the rest of this program, and that is you become upset when they are mean or cruel, or they make you doubt yourself. So we'll talk about that as soon as I come back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. This is about as good as it gets. You're getting common sense Christianity. Now, what is so good about this is that if I awaken you to begin to ask questions, to begin to see for yourself, to stop doubting yourself, see, and to see that you're not crazy, see, for seeing something wrong with some people, but they look at you and they try to make you feel like you're crazy or you're bad or you're wrong. See what I mean? And who would do such a thing to us? Well, sometimes our very parents or teachers or, aunts or uncles or babysitters or daycare providers. See, or professors or all manner of authority. They make you think there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them. Or they make you feel like there's something wrong with you for questioning them. Now, what happens? You beset. See? You see, they try to confuse you, they try to lie to you, you see the injustice, you see the wrong, you see the error, they try to confuse you and you become upset. Now what happens is that when we become upset, when we become resentful, when we become angry, see, when we begin, yes, becoming upset or full of rage, now what that does is it separates us from our inner ground of good. It separates us from that, from being a close connection with that inner light of truth in which we can see. See, when you're not upset, when you're calm, when you simply see, well, then you simply see. But if you become upset, then what happens? You fall into thinking. You fall into emotions. And emotions rise up and the thinking rises up. Now, may I give you a little analogous example? You know how when you're sick and you run a fever, you have delirium, you have dreams, and your thoughts and the fever rise up and it makes it very hard to see and think clearly. And how about when you're upset, when you get very upset, then what? You fall into your thinking. See, and you fall into, a fantasy of reliving the past and planning the future and having revenge thoughts and, you know, all those kinds of things. You see how you fall into your thinking? And the same thing with worry. When you become worried, you fall into repetitive, the squirrel cage of the endless loop of worry, worry, worry. See? So now do you see how becoming upset can disable you from seeing, from being reasonable and logical and rational and calm and just seeing clearly? See? You become upset. And when you become upset, see, and angry or resentful, then you also become wrong for being angry and resentful. And when you're wrong for being angry and resentful, then you feel guilty. See? You feel inferior. And you feel wrong because you became angry and upset when you should have remained calm and not resentful. You see what I mean? So now you see the trick that they play upon you. They make you angry, they make you resentful, and thereby wrong. Plus, you often do or say the wrong thing. When people get angry, what do? They start to stutter, they break things, they become, you know, they make mistakes. They say the wrong thing. They blurt things out at the wrong time, or they say mean things that they don't really mean. So you make mistakes. Then they look at your mistakes. See, and they point the finger at you and say, "Look how angry you are. Look at what you just did. Look at what you just said." See, and then that makes you angry. So you see how that happens? Then you become resentful because you were right in the first place, but then you became angry. Then they pointed at your anger and made you look like you were bad. See? So it can get very confusing. But what you must do is learn to stand back and reconnect with your inner ground of good. Reconnect with that inner light of truth by which you can see clearly. See? And not doubt yourself. And when you don't doubt yourself and you just see, then there's no need to become upset or angry. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen to my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org. And we'll get in touch. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the basis of living rightly and the basis of religion, seeing for yourself. God likes that sort of thing. He wants you to see. That's why he gave you a soul and a consciousness and an awareness, and he sends his light so you can see and then no longer become upset and become angry at people and don't hate them anymore. If they're wrong, just see that they're wrong. If they lie, just see that they're lying. Don't hate them. Don't become upset. Don't doubt yourself. Then you'll be able to see for yourself and discover truth for yourself and refine love for yourself and gain composure for yourself and self-confidence. All these wonderful benefits come from seeing for yourself. My name is Roland. Please visit our website. There's a lot of wonderful, wonderful information there for you. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.